You're listening to Morning Edition from Red River Radio. I'm Chuck Smith. This week, commentator Dr. Gary Joyner takes a look at the natural origins of many of the Arklatex's long, winding, aimless country roads that traverse our landscapes.
The Arklatex is blessed, should I say cursed, with a large number of rural roads that are often dangerous to drive, seem to wander aimlessly, and often connect to other roads of similar character and appearance. A casual glance at a road atlas yields some interesting insight into these roads. They are found in hilly regions, beginning on the Atlantic seaboard, and extend westward to areas where the land flattens out. Sometimes they follow streams, but most often they run along ridgelines. We call them pig trails. Driving along one, you might wonder, what were the engineers thinking when they made these narrow roads with tortuous curves, often with no ditches and limited views of the path ahead? The answer is very simple. Most were not designed by engineers. In fact, most were not paved until the 20th century. Rather than having technical origins, they have natural origins. They meander out of necessity because most began as animal paths, literally pig trails and deer trails. Animals follow the path of least resistance. They keep to high, dry ground and descend to water at places where streams can be crossed. Indians, the original Americans, did not build many roads. They simply used animal paths through stretches of the great American wilderness. When they needed to extend their reach, following buffalo or other game, they sometimes made their own paths, but most often they followed game tracks. Because these paths were generally high and dry, pioneers on foot, horseback, or in Conestoga wagons found them useful, expanding them to accommodate larger wagons. Thus, the paths became roads. The growth of early America can be seen along these roads. When people obtained land through grant or purchase, they sought access to one of these roads. Towns grew up at the intersection of two roads or at the ford of a stream. Regionally, the best known of these early roads was the Spanish King's Road, the El Camino Real, which extended from Natchitoches to Mexico City. The Nolan Trace and the Texas Road both cross central Louisiana. Migrant routes in Louisiana are today state highways running east and west with the numbers 2, 4, 6, 8, and 10. In Texas, U.S. Highway 59 and 79 were the first migratory routes. In southern Arkansas, U.S. Highway 82 spans the southern part of the state. All of these modern roads have been straightened and modernized, but they generally follow the beds of the older tracks. Occasionally, you can see traces of the older paths when curves of the newer roads swing away or a straightaway removes some of the abrupt wiggling meanders. U.S. Highway 79 between Minden and Homer offers some of the best examples for seeing these older beds. By far the best remaining example of an old pig trail is found in Arkansas between the towns of Ozark and Eureka Springs. In fact, Ozark State Highway 23 is still referred to as the Pig Trail. The road is dangerous. At times, its switchbacks in the Ozarks have speed limits of 5, 10, or 15 miles an hour. From personal experience, I suggest you follow them. The drive is exhilarating, the views are spectacular, and as you note the terrain, you can understand exactly why the pigs chose the trail route that they did. It is an economical use of rugged terrain. This pig trail, like the others we sometimes take for granted, are good indications of how our forefathers moved from place to place, and above all, why history matters.
History Matters is made possible in part by the Louisiana Endowment for the Humanities and Louisiana Cultural Vistas magazine.